Hello, hello. Welcome to foodsarenotdrugs.com, episode number 3. This is another 3-part episode, and today we've got Dr. Steve Tyers, a chiropractor, a bioenergetic specialist, a sports medicine specialist. He's a very, very well-trained and well-educated doctor, and he's got a few things to say about Bill C-51 and the future of healthcare in Canada. Okay, we're here at Dr. Steve Tyers' clinic in Port Moody, and this is Foods Are Not Drugs podcast. Hey, Dr. Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So, you were on our show on CFUN last week, and we were talking about Bill C-51.
Everybody's talking about Bill C-51. It's the biggest threat to people being able to maintain health on their own, and it's something that everybody needs to be aware of. And it's going to put a lot more strain on our healthcare system than it is going to bring benefit.
Exactly. And not only that, even for people who aren't interested in natural health, it's a lot of the the rights and freedoms that we currently have are under...
They're under attack. One of the beautiful things about living in the age and with technology and having access to all these wonderful things, be it food, entertainment, cars, things that we didn't have over 100 years ago, they're really luxuries, and we've taken our health for granted as a luxury, and it's unfortunate that it looks like big business is trying to step in and keep real tight control over the healthcare industry, which is actually one of the big reasons why I left practice in California. I was really put off. I enjoy being a doctor. I'm a healer. I want to give. But I didn't like the way that the insurance carriers controlled and dictated what I could give somebody and what therapy somebody was allowed to receive. And it's going to become the same way. Our doctors are going to be overworked. Their hands are going to be tied. People won't have access to things that really it's not right to deny them access to. Things that will keep them healthy, happy, and prosperous.
Part of the proposed legislation in Bill C-51 is Health Canada now has to approve clinical trials, even on natural products and even on, say, limes for scurvy. Mm-hmm. And this is going to have a huge impact on getting studies done on natural health products. Some of what you do is you recommend natural health products in your practice.
I recommend natural health products and healing methods all the time. There's a lot of confusion out there about doctors and where they're coming from, what approach they're going to take. Everybody thinks that a naturopath or a chiropractic doctor is going to be automatically against medicine. An MD, they may be against chiropractors or natural healing. The truth of the matter is, they just don't learn what the other person learns. There isn't a single type of doctor out there that learns enough about everything to be an expert or to be able to comment about things that they're not a doctor of. The medical doctors, they're going to be put in a position now where they're going to be in control of natural foods, natural supplements, making recommendations, things like vitamin E, and it's just going to make their job 100 times harder. They're not experts in that area unless they've specialized.
And they're already overworked as it is.
As it is. And guess what? The doctors that are motivated to help the public make change and to work for the greater good, they're not the ones that are going to be at Canada Health making decisions. We've got administrators that don't have the experience and the education to be able to make decisions. I'm not saying that they shouldn't be doing the job. They're doing the best that they can with the information they're given. But the way the system is set up right now, it's all one-sided. We're Canadians. We enjoy a lot of freedoms. We need to have people that are going to make decisions for us be well-rounded and take opinions from everybody. Meaning that if Canada Health really wanted to be balanced and they really wanted to do the best that they could, they'd have medical doctors, chiropractic doctors, naturopathic doctors, Chinese medical doctors, homeopaths, nutritionists, PhDs in botanical medicine. All those people need to be coming together at a round table for integrated opinion making.
Integrated solutions.
Yeah, if you're going to make a decision and restrict people's access to something, that decision is very important, and it needs to have a lot of input. It needs to be thought over really, really well. It's one of these things where I fear that our medical system is going to crumble under the weight of what Bill C-51 is going to do.
the previous bill dealing with the same issue was Bill C-420, and it basically said foods are not drugs. And basically, that's what the industry wanted, and that's what everybody had agreed to. Back in the 90s, there was a huge uprising against this similar legislation. It resulted in the single largest petition in Canadian history. Now they've come back and they've done something that's actually consolidating everything under one umbrella. It's consolidating natural health products, drugs, and controlled activities is what they call it. So as a practitioner, as a chiropractor and also a practitioner using the bioenergetic scan, do you feel threatened by that?
Absolutely. It scares the daylights out of me. It almost makes me want to go and, go toddle off to another country. Mm-hmm. Mexico is going to stay open. United States, there'll be a big backlash because they've got more political clout. You know, in Canada, things can happen in legislation that even our MPs can't object to. You know, I fully honestly expect Bill C-51 to get pushed through. I expect that to happen. If it's a master plan, the powers that be will push it through. The question is, how easy is it going to be to then push it through? How is the media then going to present it to the public? And is the public going to step up and say, hey, enough is enough, we're going to have a referendum, we're not going to take this, and force the change?
Right now there is no mechanism for a referendum, but the good thing is we have a minority government. There is going to be an election coming soon. Even if they push it through, there's a good chance that we can, if enough people speak up, we can make it a, if we can't stop it before it gets through, we can make it an election issue.
Absolutely. And hopefully there's enough people that put up enough of a fight that says, hey, you know what? You're not going to tell me what clothes I can wear. You're not going to tell me what time I have to get up or when to go to bed. And you're certainly not going to tell me if I can have an apple or if I have to have a pear. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's going to come down to. You know, it's funny because a little while ago they restricted melatonin coming in. And you couldn't get it in large doses. Mm-hmm. Well, there's enough studies out there that are showing that melatonin is effective for prostate cancer. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Avocado is good for men. Mm-hmm. It's got nutritional supplements or nutritional components inside it that are really, really dynamite for people to prevent and then to recover from prostatic changes, cancers. If I develop prostate cancer, you better believe it. I'm going to double or triple the amount of avocados I'm having. Mm-hmm. But if it comes down to the point where, hey, we have avocado is now a health product, then does it mean I have to go and talk to my medical doctor to get a prescription so I can go to the grocery store and buy 3 avocados instead of 1 because I'm only limited? These are the things that really scare me. If I tell somebody you need to drink water, well, where does it stop? We need water to survive. Water, well, by the definitions they're putting forward, is going to become a health product. So is air.
Yep.
Where does it stop?
Well, it's a slippery slope for sure, but you made a really good comment on Croft, with Croft on the radio, on a radio show last week. You said that we shouldn't be fighting on the natural health side with the mainstream side. And if someone wants to take Prozac, they should, mm-hmm. the advice of their doctor, take Prozac. But if they want to research and find out information about a natural alternative, they shouldn't be restricted from that.
Absolutely. It's really freedom that we're losing. And, I'm not a politician. I'm not an attorney. I don't know what to do to stop Bill C-51. I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to take care of my family, take care of my dad, who's almost 7 years old. How am I, as a son and a father, educated to the level of a doctor, seasoned in practice? I know what people need, and my hands are going to be tied where I can't even help my family. If this goes through and it really, really restricts what we have access to, I don't know. Besides the adjustment here, making recommendations on foods, how I'm going to be able to better the health of my father or my kids.
And there's a lot of talk about, who's behind this, because usually in a democratic society, when something is being proposed that proposes drastic change, it's going to affect a lot of people. Usually it's coming from people writing their MPs and saying they're outraged. They're outraged that there's a high dose of garlic sitting on the shelf and that people are taking it. Or, people are calling into talk radio and saying, you've got to do something and get these products off the shelves. But that's not happening, obviously. On the other hand, in order for government to take action like this, there has to be, if it's not coming from the people, there must be sweeping evidence that these products are dangerous, that people are dying at an alarming rate as a result of taking these products. That's not happening either. There's no documented evidence of anybody dying in Canada from a natural health product sold over the counter. I'm not talking about IVs or anything like that. But so if it's not coming from the people and there's no evidence, if people aren't asking for it and there's no evidence of harm, then who's really asking for this?
That's a good question. And I could not say with any, certainty who's behind it, but I certainly, could put two and two together. In the United States, about 10 years ago, there was a big push towards wellness. You have doctors like Wayne Dyer, and you got doctors like Andrew Weil that are, stepping up, and they're giving more momentum to the movement of natural healing. And that's going to all go by the wayside. You've had massive amounts of medical doctors that are learning about natural healing methods, and they're involved in doing research. None of that's really going to stop. The difference is going to be who's in control of all of that research and what comes to the market. And it's you got to look at who makes the money now off of medicine. Doctors get paid for their time. In my opinion, they get underpaid for their time. They get overworked, and I'm talking about medical doctors now. We all know chiropractors, naturopaths do not get paid for the value of their time already. We're going to put the medical doctors in that same position. Now, they're not the ones that are standing to benefit from this. It's just going to make their lives a lot harder. The ones that are going to benefit are the people supplying the natural products and who control the delivery of these natural products. That's going to go under pharmaceuticals, the channels of delivery that are already there. The people that are making the most money off of our healthcare system are the drug companies. Now, people that own drug companies and work for drug companies are not bad people. They're a businessman, and they're trying to make as much money as they can. If they're the ones that are behind it, it's wrong. What they're doing is wrong. But can I say with any certainty that it's a massive plan? No. But if I look at what's been going on over the last 5-6 years, it's certainly starting to look that way.
It's starting to look like it's a consolidation of power and protection of their interests. Natural health products can't be patented because they're natural occurring nutrient. Mm-hmm. And pharmaceutical drugs can be patented and controlled, so that they have a monopoly price. They're market
market
makers, not price takers.
That's right.
Like in a competitive economy, so that's part of the problem.
Absolutely, it's a big part of the problem. The business of healthcare is a multi-billion-dollar business. The people that are making the money don't want to lose control of that business. And the more information that comes out across the internet, the better people are informed, the better they can make decisions. And they're choosing natural methods. They go into their medical doctors to ask questions. Those doctors don't know, but they're put in a position of expected to be a source of knowledge. It's going to be so frustrating for medical doctors. All the other physicians in practice of whatever discipline, they're going to get frustrated. It's going to make it harder for us to deliver the health benefits that people are looking for. And it's going to be harder for people with knowledge to actually sit at home and make decisions that are going to help them out. In the old days, the English sailors were called limeys because they packed limes onto the boat so they would get enough vitamin C so they wouldn't get scurvy. Now, if that happened today, does it mean that those guys that owned the ship would have to go to a medical doctor to get permission to take a lime because that was a good source of vitamin C? Because if we take the one step closer with the bill, we're just taking steps closer to, yes, sir, do I have a little permission slip so I can go buy this?
That's an example that Sean Buckley uses, the lawyer that's been defending natural health products against Health Canada for a number of years.
And you know what? God bless him. Because there's enough, if we can get enough attorneys that get it, that are community-minded and they're there for the people and want to step up like he is, we're going to have an easier time fighting this. But without his help of people that are in powerful positions that know the ways they can affect change, if all the other people don't step up and support those that are actually trying to help, then it's almost a lost cause.
I think there's enough people out there that have been touched by natural health products, that have been helped, that people who have been lost in the medical system and came across a chiropractor or a naturopath who turned them around. You know, not to say that the medical system, you know, it doesn't work, the current mainstream medical system, but some people need an additional treatment that isn't available, you know, from medical doctors. There's a whole list of chronic conditions that that mainstream medicine is not addressing properly.
It comes down to our perception of what's the role of the medical doctor. Well, the old country doctors would have to think on their feet, and they'd have to use whatever was around to help the patient. The doctors that we have now, they're exceptionally well-trained. They know their pharmaceuticals. They have access to so much information. But they are in a position of intervention, not prevention. Our system is designed for when you get sick, you see your medical doctor. The medical doctor will give you recommendations, medications, until the point where they have to go in and do surgical intervention. That's what they're there for. We can't expect people to be able to go to the medical doctors who are already overworked and get 15, 20 minutes to sit down with them and talk about lifestyle, diet, exercise, foods. But yet we expect the doctors to be there for that. I have a lot of friends that I went to school with at the same time. They were going through medicine. I have a lot of respect for MDs. I'm the first one that's going to stand up and support the medical community and the positions that they take to be able to provide service in the community. But I don't think that the way that we're teaching our doctors and the support that we're giving them is going to be able to withstand all the pressures that this bill is going to put on them. They're not trained for that. They're not ready for it.
Now, especially with the current demographics in Canada and the United States, with the baby boomers now coming up to an age where they're going to have chronic conditions, the healthcare system is already strained to its limits, and now they're doing something to make it even...
It doesn't make sense, does it?
No, it doesn't.
You know, I'll use my family as an example. My dad's getting closer to being 70, right? He's on supplements. He's not waiting to break down and get sick. He's doing all the anti-aging stuff that he should be doing. I'm still worried, because one day he might not have access to all the supplements that he's on now. My biggest belief is that we have all of these people that are going to be putting more pressure on the medical system because they need the help. And if we can spend $50 instead of $500, it makes sense. If we can show all the people that are aging now and need help fighting off these chronic diseases that, you know, medicine may or may not be effective in treating, we've got to give them effective things they can do at the home so that our medical doctors aren't overburdened and they're free to help more people. Because we're running a skeleton crew in medicine. Mm-hmm. You know.
And a good example, again, is True Hope with their bipolar, their natural bipolar formula. They've taken 40,000 people off of their mainstream bipolar drugs like lithium and whatnot. Some people are on multiple drugs, cocktails of drugs. Costing $1,200, $1,500 per month. For $50 a month, $50 to $70 a month, you can get a natural remedy that you take it every month and you eliminate the need for these drugs and you can lead a normal life. Mm-hmm. But you know, the system is completely dead set against this becoming widespread use.
It's money driven. It's money driven. And what really, really makes me sad is, you know, we're about the same age. We grew up in the 70s. Our parents, you know, my dad was born at the end of the 30s. When we grew up, the consciousness of Canadiana, the fabric of our community, was our whole system. Everybody works together. We live together. We have common things that bind us. But we're all there for one another. That's what I thought of as growing up to be Canadian. And now I'm seeing we have all these people that are going to need all of this extra stuff that our system can't handle when they're getting older. But the community and the government's not standing up to support them. And I see this not just as a threat to our healthcare, but it undermines the fabric of the whole country. And if you look at the way the United States is set up, I lived there for 10 years. I got my doctorate there. I practiced there. I specialized there. They're no different from us. Just the government's different. We're all people. We all have human rights. We all have a need to stay healthy. We all need to have access to information, education, and doctors that can guide us in the right direction. But the way that things are going, it's just a money-driven system. And people are getting away from what makes North Americans unique. The way that we fight for our rights or fought for our rights and the way that we try to strive to work together as communities and live and enjoy. And we're going to lose a good part of that.
And there's nothing wrong with it being money-driven. It's when it becomes monopolistic.
Exactly.
When companies can control the market. Because with an innovative and active free enterprise system like we have now with natural health products, there's people coming up with all sorts of great products that can do wonderful things.
Mm-hmm.
But the perfect example is Australia, where they had hundreds of products 10 years ago, hundreds of natural health product manufacturers, I should say, and 10 years later, after a similar legislation in Australia, they only have 4 manufacturers now. So that's hundreds of products, thousands and thousands of products in Australia that used to be available that aren't. It's all been consolidated into a few monopolistic companies that have been also bought up by the pharmaceutical interests as well. So, that's where we're headed with Bill C-51 in Canada.
Mm-hmm. It's scary.
It is scary. And that's what, part of this, what we're doing now, and we're having this conversation, we're trying to let people know, people who don't necessarily know already, what's happening.
You have been listening to Episode 3 of FoodsAreNotDrugs.com. This is Part 1 of 3. Please stay tuned to Episode 3, Part 2, available now at www.foodsarenotdrugs.com. See you then.